The world wants to know what the world is thinking, and to stay relevant and competitive, you need to know what's working and what isn't. You want to peer over the garden wall of your peers and see what they're doing. This is the Accounting Answers podcast, answering and asking the questions that you have on your mind. And we're asking the people whose opinions and insights are super valuable. I'm Rob Brown, your host, and in recent months, I've reached out to 111 of the world's most influential experts, leaders, and advisors in the accounting world. And I've asked them the same five questions, and that means over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with skin in the game. All of these guests play in the accounting, finance, and tech sphere. They're working through or with accounting firms. They all have the experience, the viewpoints, the interests. They all care. Together, they give you the whole picture of what the next generation of accountants will look like, the realm of proactive advice, what's changing accounting and how, and what the tech and software vendors can do better in this space. I'll also ask them to give three predictions for accounting over the next few years, and you won't believe the variety of answers and perspectives that come out from that one question. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode, we'll focus on one of the five questions and give you five answers from our experts. Let's get moving with today's episode. Today, we're soliciting the views of our accounting experts on what the next generation of professionals will look like. Specifically, will it be any different to the generation that's gone before? And if so, how? It seems obvious that they'll be different, but what's driving that? And what is it going to mean for the ability of the accounting profession to attract talent and drive change? Let's hear from our experts right now. And now here is Des O'Neill, Chief Delivery Officer of Profit Pro, helping accountants build better businesses through strategic advice and tools designed to enhance profitability and efficiency.
Of course, the next generation of accountants are going to be different from their predecessors. Every generation of accountants is different from their predecessors. I'm not that old, but like my first firm was extended trial balance manually. I worked in a firm then where we used to have a typing pool of secretaries who used to code all the accounts. I then remember dialing in the glamour of Coopers and Lybrand, as it was at the time, before it converted to PwC. And at the end of the day, you had to replicate your files over the modem, over the 28K modem. So the profession has changed profoundly in the 27 years of my career, and it'll continue to change profoundly. The next generation of accountants, they will be different. How they think is different. How they communicate is different. How they serve is different. People sometimes wring their hands in dismay at the younger generations. Just because the younger generations do it differently than the older generations doesn't mean they're any worse. This is like the constant parent-child analogy. Oh, back in my day, it was different. Of course it was different in your day. It was 20, 30 years ago. And just because you did things that way 20, 30 years ago doesn't mean that that's the best way to do them today. So change is inevitable. And society is changing. The generations are changing. It's all changed.
Let's get the thoughts of Diane Yetta, the original sales tax nerd, who loves sharing her extensive knowledge on sales tax with professionals and businesses demystifying complex regulations.
You know, I think there's two areas where they will be much different. The first is in their technology expertise. They are much more tech savvy. They know many more types of tech. And how they use it is very different. You know, just the difference in how they communicate. I'm not a big texter, but that generation is much more text heavy. And I think how they communicate is going to be much different. They are much more comfortable using technology like Zoom and text. And I think a lot of clients, particularly younger clients, are also in tune with that. And so being able to connect with their peers that are their clients in the ways that are more embraced by their clients is going to help them really change how we communicate. There's certainly concerns about privacy and documentation when you're using some of these other technologies. And I think the younger generation is going to help us understand how we can still meet the requirements that we have of the profession using these alternative technology. I think the other thing is that they're really in tune with the world. They care about the environment. They care about humanity. They care about work-life balance. And I think that is really changing how the profession treats their people and also how they need to modify even how they think about the clients and the clients that they take on. You know, back when I was in public accounting, you did the work that was assigned to you and you weren't able to say, well, that type of business doesn't align with my values. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that happening with people that are just not comfortable working on clients that do things that they don't believe.
It's a special treat now as we tune into the thoughts of Martin Bissett, my co-founder of the Accounting Influencers Roundtable, advisor to CEOs of 6 to 9-figure accounting and fintech organizations, providing unparalleled guidance and strategy to elevate firms and fintechs to new heights. Buckle up, because Martin always speaks his mind.
I certainly hope so. Their technological knowledge is strengthening, certainly better than their predecessors. Their empathy seems to be better than their predecessors. Their desire to work flexibly will change how they are governed by their firms. The question is whether that's enough to make any noticeable difference to the client's experience. I suspect amongst senior and junior team members, it will. Amongst partners, it won't. And I think ultimately, this next generation are more socially conscious. I think they are also in need of greater positive reinforcement because self-esteem is lower. And they are perhaps more scared of making mistakes than previous generations, but they are smart people, empathetic people. And I hope that translates into client service from the accounting firm they work for.
Coming up now is the legend Ed Pless, Meta consultant iconoclast, who believes that entrepreneurs continue the work of creation, challenging the status quo and inspiring innovation within the profession.
I hope so. I sure hope so. No offense to the current generation, but in all seriousness, I think that we have to be. We have to be different. The people who are coming through it are different. We hear lots of things about digital natives and how they've emerged, and I think that's going to be no different. I mean, one of the things stories I like to tell around generational differences is not so much that they are different in the time. Like when you're young, yeah, you're enthusiastic, you are idealistic, you're supposed to be. So I don't think that those things necessarily change, but I do think that the way our brains work does tend to change over time. If you think about it, when we were growing up, Rob, if we wanted to see, especially in the States anyway, if you wanted to see How the Grinch Stole Christmas, you had to watch it on the second Tuesday in December. That was it. You had no choice. Right. Then came videotape, and my older kids, you know, they would be able to watch it on July 4th and rewind it. Now, what do you mean the concept of even rewind is foreign? So that changes, I just think, the way that people think. I think younger people tend to think hyperlink and connections, whereas I know I still think more in terms of serial, this to this to this to this, and it's hard for my brain to break out. So I think that's going to change even the way that we perceive accountants and the way accountants go about doing their work. I really think that what this means for the profession, it is the potential for the not the dissolution, because it will never break up, but the significant reduction in influence of the firm mentality. And I think that that's important, because I think we should have areas of high specialization for each person. And why not have areas of specialization that a group of people get together and just do that? Great example of this is Chris Vanover and what he's doing, the work he's doing at the Audit Club, which is fantastic. I don't know if you've heard of what they're doing, but they are it is a membership system where people come for auditors, and they don't bill by the hour. Their key on their pricing is how far in advance do you have access to their calendar. Really fantastic. And they are the best of the best in terms of auditors. That's what they do. Highly specialized. And even the AICPA has recognized that what they are doing from a business model perspective is very other and very different. It is not a firm model at all, even though they are a company.
The next voice you hear will be Elaine Godley, inspiring dynamic accountants to optimize personal, team, and business well-being, focusing on the holistic success of accounting professionals.
I think they're going to have to be, because we can't keep on looking at the past and, you know, it's a bit like Scrooge days and, you know, Dickens and whatnot. We just can't go there anymore. And a lot of the dinosaur accountants, you know, paper and pen, it's just not the way we can function anymore. But I think they have to be, because we can't keep on going on as we have been, you know, pen and paper. And there's still accountants who haven't even, you know, clocked on to zero, you know, something as basic as that. So, yes, I think they will have to be different going forward.
So there you have five great answers to the question, will the next generation of accountants be any different from their predecessors? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of next-gen accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for North America and UK Europe. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.